You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Word came this week that changes are on the way for the Heidelberg Project. This is the 30th anniversary of artist Tyree Guyton's transformation of an East Side Detroit neighborhood. And now he's decided to transform the project to, in his words, Heidelberg 3.0. Tyree Guyton's wife, Janine Whitfield, is executive director of the Heidelberg Project, and she is with us now. So, Janine, tell us what's going to be happening at Heidelberg.
Well, actually, you know, I want to just kind of step back for a second and share with people that, you know, we have been having these conversations now for about a year. You know, Tyree started the Heidelberg Project in 1986, and it stands to reason that at some point there would be a change or there needs to be a shift. And what we're seeing now in the community, neighbors much more involved with the Heidelberg Project, we have seen new people move into the area to be closer to the Heidelberg Project, and it's just appropriate now that we will begin to take a step back and try and galvanize some of the efforts that are happening in the community to give the community more responsibility for the Heidelberg Project. So what you're going to see really is, you know, a decrease of the work that Tyree has created on Heidelberg Street and hopefully an increase of new ideas that are coming directly from the community. It's not going to happen overnight. This is a process. This is a transition. And that's what we want people to understand, and it's time.
And the idea that, in a sense, what's been happening for 30 years, despite a lot of odds, whether it's opposition at City Hall, those 12 suspicious fires, but still here after 30 years. So basically a catalyst for more.
Yeah. You know, and Tyree has demonstrated how he is a champion for his city, how he is a champion for the arts. Others are standing on his shoulders, and, you know, we're happy about that. We like the energy that we see coming into the city. We just want to make sure that the work that we're doing has its proper legacy and that the work can continue and continue to really rebuild that McDougal Hunt community.
Now, I'm trying to tell, so I'm going to, from what you're saying, but I can't, so I'm going to ask you, will the houses that so many people from around the world have come to see still be there, or will they be dismantled?
Well, the houses will still be there, you know, because we are not looking at taking any of the structures down, but the Dottie Waddy House, which is where it all began, you know, that's where Tyree's grandfather gave him a paintbrush. We're hopeful that, you know, throughout the next 2 years and with our fundraising efforts, that we will be able to transform that into the Heidelberg Project Museum, you know, to house all of the history of what Tyree started 30 years ago.
When you think about that, still here after 30 years, of what are you and Tyree most proud?
Oh, my gosh. You know, we're getting letters from all over the world, and a lot of young people. And one day we looked up and realized that we're really grandparents now, that we have been at this for so long. You know, 23 years of the 30 are mine. And so we're educating a whole new generation. And these young people, a lot of the letters are coming from young people, and they did not grow up with the same kind of baggage that the Heidelberg Project has had in the early years. I think that what I like to, and someone else said this, I love it. They equate Heidelberg, they said, this is visual hip hop. This is a new art genre. This is the way to bring people together in communities. So art is really energizing. It's energizing a community. It's bringing a new economic base to the community. Art is becoming a social practice. So all of the bumps and bruises that we dealt with as we were building this are all worth it, because what a legacy.
And when you think of your goals for Heidelberg 3.0?
The goals for the Heidelberg Project 3.0 really have to do with, and guess what, they're not even new. It's the same vision that we've always had, and that is a larger arts community, a kind of a cultural village that is not, you know, driven by only one man, but that is now more inclusive of other people who live in the area that have caught on, those newer people who want to be a part of driving a community or rebuilding a community through arts.
Janine Whitfield is the executive director of the Heidelberg Project. And by the way, they are certainly planning events that will mark the 30th anniversary of the Heidelberg Project. And you can learn all the details by going to their website, heidelberg.org. Janine, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.